Hello and welcome to The Music and the Movies, a program that looks at and listens to the sweet spot where music and movies intersect. In this hour, we ponder the special alchemy that happens when sound meets image, where music lovers and cinephiles come together. We explore a different theme in each episode, arranged around an idea or a person, and we delve into why some of our favorite movie moments are also musical ones. My name is Robert Horton. I'm a movie critic and historian and a member of the National Society of Film Critics. I'll play some music and talk about it in an attempt to get to the bottom of a lifelong fascination with why film is so especially intoxicating when music is involved. And at the end of each show, I'll round things off with the trailer, a particular cut that either didn't fit into the overall flow or has some special meaning to me or just so weird it deserves its own spot. So join us, won't you, for The Music and the Movies. Today's episode, Western Theme Songs. In this episode, we enter the realm of one of my favorite movie genres, the Western. And we're going to narrow our focus here because, there's a great deal of rousing music associated with the Western film, from the thundering hooves of the Magnificent Seven to the ominous whistling of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. But we're going to concentrate specifically on songs, the sometimes unlikely cowboy tunes that often accompany the opening credits of a Western, especially after 1950 or so. And also, we're going to narrow it to no TV. As much as I love the theme from Rawhide, we are going to stick to the big screen here. I'll talk about some of the people who put these songs together, including a varied roster of singers, ranging from Frankie Lane to Peggy Lee to Bob Dylan. And we have a couple of wacky examples of the form too, including one for our trailer at the end of the show. And if you think this is just an excuse for me to talk a little bit about Westerns, you are correct. Once the most popular, and in many ways, the defining genre of American film, this is American mythology, the stories we tell about ourselves. We didn't make thousands of films about the American Revolution, we made thousands of Westerns. But the Western began to sputter in the 60s and 70s, just about the time the idea of white hats and black hats became sort of muddied. Audiences seemed to demand more complicated accounts of the actual history of the West, including the genocide of the people who are already here. In fact, even from the silent era, there were movies that brought complex shadings to that history, but yes, admittedly, they were frequently overwhelmed by the hundreds of simpler takes on the Western. You know, the Western in the sound era has music inextricable from the experience of watching Western films. Whatever authenticity the idea of a cowboy with a guitar might have, the movie figure of the singing cowboy came on big in the 1930s, led by the massively successful Gene Autry. Later, Roy Rogers came along. Even John Wayne, who'd not yet become a big star in the 1930s, did some films as Singin' Sandy, in which his voice was thankfully dubbed. I think he agreed with the thankfully part there. Sometimes a folk song might find its way into the opening credits of a Western, like John Ford's film My Darling Clementine from 1946. But the real craze for Western theme songs, you know, a tune with lyrics that would introduce the action, maybe provide relief from the plot, became a real thing after the phenomenon of High Noon, 1952. High Noon won an Oscar for Gary Cooper as the beleaguered marshal surrounded by cowardly townsfolk, and also won two Oscars for its music, one for Dmitri Tiomkin's score, and also for Best Song, music by Tiomkin and lyrics by Ned Washington. And not only is it a terrific song, but its use in the movie is highly distinctive. The opening credits unfold not over anonymous establishing landscapes or the, you know, kind of blank surface that you would superimpose credits over, but over a photographed action, actual plot going on, but without dialogue. And the music is not a big orchestral score that you might expect from a Western, but a sort of curious stripped-down sound that consists of just three instruments, four if you count the voice, I guess, but otherwise guitar, accordion, and a Hammond Nova chord, which is like a Hammond organ, but actually electronic, and an early example of that kind of thing. That instrument accounts for this sort of chugga-chugga sound that you're going to hear in the background of this song, which is really part of the eeriness of the song overall. So let's listen to that tune, sung in the opening credits by Tex Ritter.
a wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, wait long. The noonday train will bring Frank Miller. If I'm a man, I must be brave, and I must face that deadly killer. Are I a coward, a craven coward? Are I a coward in my grave? Oh, to be torn twixt love and duty. Supposing I lose my fair half beauty. Look at that big hand move along near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison that it would be my life or his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise when we wed. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, I can't be leaving until I shoot Frank Miller dead. Wait long, wait long.
The title song of High Noon, sometimes people just call it Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling, for obvious reasons, written by Dmitri Tiomkin and Ned Washington, sung by Tex Ritter, John Ritter's dad. As you can hear, you get plenty of plot in the lyrics. The fact that the whole movie is based around a newly married town marshal and a bad hombre named Frank Miller, who's arriving on the noon train. Curiously, when the song was re-recorded by various people, including Ritter himself and Frankie Lane got in there, the lyrics were made less plot-specific, more generalized. But that's the original version there. That ghostly sound of the music interacts in a fascinating way with the big vistas and the men riding on horseback and some intense close-ups in that sequence, creating a kind of a spare intimacy that's borne out in the rest of the director Fred Zinnemann's approach to the material. When I was a kid, I put a tape recorder next to the TV and taped this theme song so I could listen to it whenever I wanted. And yes, this was before home video. And it was an early indicator to me of how music and image created something and how you could keep the movie alive by listening to the music. Well, the huge success of that song meant that many Westerns to come would have this kind of sung ballad at the beginning. And here's another just very typical example of that from the 1957 film Gunfight at OK Corral, once again with music by Dmitri Tiomkin and lyrics by Ned Washington, same team, once again describing some of the plot. Singer here is Frankie Lane.
King Corral, there the outlaw band make their final stand. Oh, King Corral, oh, my dearest one, must I lay down my gun or take the chance of losing you forever? Duty calls, my back's against the wall. Have you no kind word to say before I ride away? Your love, I need your love. Keep the flame, let it burn until I return from the gunfight at OK Corral. If the Lord is my friend, we'll meet at the end of the gunfight at OK Corral. Gunfight at OK Corral. OK Corral. OK Corral.
Hey, the alpha men, hey, their final step, hey. Corral. Oh, my dearest one must die. Lay down my gun and take the chance of losing you forever. To the cause, my back's against the wall.
So cold, so still. There they lay side by side, the killers that died in the gunfight at OK Corral. OK Corral. Gunfight at OK Corral.
The title song from Gunfight at the OK Corral, sung by Frankie Lane, born Francesco Paolo Lovecchio, man whose leather lungs would later belt out the theme from Rawhide, written by Dimitri Tiomkin and Ned Washington. Like the song from High Noon, the melody is repeated throughout the film, reminding you that you're watching a sort of folk storytelling, like a ballad. Let's listen to a lesser-known example of the kind of table-setting theme song. This one is from a movie that actually beat High Noon into theaters by a few months, Rancho Notorious, a slightly crazed Western with a ranch owner played by Marlene Dietrich, directed by Fritz Lang. Here's the opening credits tune, which is called The Legend of Chuckaluck, and that's the name of the ranch in question and also of an old game of chance.
Oh, listen. Listen well. Listen to the legend of Chuckaluck, Chuckaluck. Listen to the song of the gambler's wheel. A souvenir from a bygone year, spinning a tale of the old frontier and a man of steel. And the passion that drove him on and on and on. It began, they say, one summer day when the sun was blazing down. 'Twas back in the early 70s in a little Wyoming town. So listen to the legend of Chuckaluck, Chuckaluck. Listen to the wheel of fate. As round and round with a whispering sound it spins, the old, old story of hate, murder, and revenge.
That's the opening song from Rancho Notorious, The Legend of Chuckaluck, written by Ken Darby and sung by Bill Lee. He did a lot of ghost singing in movies, including dubbing Christopher Plummer in The Sound of Music. Hearing him pound out the final words there, hate, murder, and revenge, sounds like the trifecta for the films of Fritz Lang, the director of Metropolis. You're listening to The Music and the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, and we are saddled up and riding through a series of songs from Western movies. Rancho Notorious is an oddball Western with a strong female star. And let's continue down that trail for our next one, Johnny Guitar, 1954 film directed by Nicholas Ray. That's a year before he did Rebel Without a Cause. And starring Joan Crawford at her Crawfordist. This is a wild, weird, wonderful movie with Crawford as the owner of a really mind-boggling saloon, Sterling Hayden as a gunfighter who's given up his six shooters for his guitar. The theme song is a nice, moody little number, music by the veteran film composer Victor Young, and lyrics by Peggy Lee, who also sings it.
Play the guitar, play it again, my Johnny. Maybe you're cold, but you're so warm inside. I was always a fool for my Johnny, for the one they call Johnny Guitar. Play it again, Johnny Guitar. What if you go? What if you stay? I love you. What if you're cruel? You can be kind, I know. There was never a man like my Johnny, like the one they call Johnny Guitar.
The theme from Johnny Guitar, once again a melody heard throughout the movie, sung by Peggy Lee, who wrote the lyrics to Victor Young's music. We mentioned John Ford's use of folk music earlier, and in 1956, Ford's powerful Western, The Searchers, had a song during the opening credits. Ford tapped Stan Jones, who had written some cowboy songs for Ford's 1950 film Wagon Master, which played under the opening credits. That was a couple of years before High Noon did it, actually. And was also known at this time for having written the classic Ghost Riders in the Sky, one of the all-time great Western songs. Jones's theme song for The Searchers is sung by the Sons of the Pioneers.
Ride away,
As the song ends, the screen goes black, and then a doorway opens in the middle of the darkness. A woman is silhouetted there in front of the desert beyond, and The Searchers begins its epic journey. That's the opening theme song written by Stan Jones from John Ford's film The Searchers, a song that conveys some of the haunting quality of that complex movie, which features one of John Wayne's best performances. Ford was not so persuaded about the opening song gambit a few years later when a theme song was suggested for his 1962 film, The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Though Burt Bacharach and Hal David wrote a crackerjack song, complete with narrating lyrics, sung by Gene Pitney, which ended up being a top 10 hit, Ford vetoed the idea of actually including the tune in the movie itself. But we can play it because it's a classic Western number nonetheless.
When Liberty Valance rode to town, the women folk would hide, they'd hide. When Liberty Valance walked around, the men would step aside. Because the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good. From out of the east, a stranger came, a law book in his hand. Oh, man, the kind of a man the West would need to tame a troubled land. 'Cause the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When it came to shooting straight and fast, he was mighty good.
Many a man would face his gun, and many a man would fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance.
He was the bravest of them all. The love of a girl can make a man stay on when he should go. Stay on, just trying to build a peaceful life where love is free to grow. But the point of a gun was the only law that Liberty understood. When the final showdown came at last, a law book was no good. Alone and afraid, she prayed that he'd return that fateful night. Oh, that night, when nothing she said could keep her man from going out to fight. From the moment a girl gets to be full grown, the very first thing she learns, when two men go out to face each other, only one returns.
Everyone heard two shots ring out, one shot made Liberty fall. The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance.
He was the bravest of them all.
The man who shot Liberty Valance, he shot Liberty Valance.
He was the bravest of them all.
Let's do one more on this theme of songs written for films that were not actually in the finished movie. For the 1965 film, The Sons of Katy Elder, directed by Henry Hathaway, starring John Wayne and Dean Martin, the track we're going to hear with vocal by Johnny Cash was produced in conjunction with the film and has music by the film's composer, the great Elmer Bernstein. And I have to say, as great as Cash is, based on this somewhat rinky-dink track, maybe it makes sense that they didn't use the song.
From the four winds we have come, Katy Elder. Four brothers on the run, Katy Elder. All your little ones have grown, and we've reaped what we have sown. Yes, we've reaped what we have sown, Katy Elder. Oh, the wind blows like the devil when it blows, and the boy grows up, and like the wind he goes. So mothers teach your son to not live by a gun, and to not live like the sons of Katy Elder. And and to not live like the sons of Katie Elder. Think you'd understand, Katie Elder, that a man is just a man, Katie Elder. They're bound to cut him down if he doesn't stand his ground, but they haven't cut us down yet, Katie Elder. Oh, the wind blows like the devil when it blows, and the boy grows up and like the wind he goes. So mothers, teach your sons to not live by a gun, and to not live like the sons of Katie Elder, and to not live like the sons of Katie Elder. We'll try to make it right, Katie Elder. No more hiding in the night, Katie Elder. I vow it on your grave by all the things we never gave and mistakes that we all made, Katie Elder. Oh, the wind blows like the devil when it blows, and the boy grows up and like the wind he goes. So mothers, teach your son to not live by a gun and to not live like the sons of Katie Elder, and to not live like the sons of Katie Elder, and to not live like the sons of Katie Elder, and to not live like the...
That's an unused song from The Sons of Katie Elder, music by Elmer Bernstein, lyrics by Ernie Sheldon, sung by Johnny Cash. Our next one's got a bit of a novelty to it because it features the title song performed by the star of the picture. In this case, the movie is River of No Return, a rugged 1954 film starring Robert Mitchum and Marilyn Monroe. Here's the song as performed in the opening title sequence with Bob Mitchum doing the honors.
Now the river of no return. Sometimes it's peaceful and sometimes wild and free. Love is a traveler on the river of no return. Swept on forever to be lost in the stormy sea. Wailery, I can hear the river call.
No return, no return.
Where the roaring waters fall. Wailery, I can hear my lover call. Come to me.
No return.
I lost my love on the river, and forever my heart will yearn. Gone, gone forever down the river of no return.
That's the title song from Otto Preminger's River of No Return. Lyrics by Ken Darby, music by Lionel Newman. He's part of the Newman music family that includes his brother Alfred and his nephew Randy Newman and many others. Robert Mitchum sings the song there, and it's one of those rare films, I guess, in which both top-billed stars sing separate versions of the title song because Marilyn Monroe performs it later, too. You are listening to The Music and the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, and we are considering Western movie theme songs today. Almost all the great Western stars and directors were eventually associated with the idea of a title ballad, including this next collaboration in 1956. It was the first collaboration between the leathery actor Randolph Scott and the terrifically no-nonsense director Bud Bedeker. The movie is Seven Men from Now. These two made a series of films that took a sharp look at codes of behavior and an almost mathematical, as the title of this film suggests, approach to storytelling and choreography. This is the title song from Seven Men from Now.
Seven men, seven men, with the stain of sin upon their hands, will have fear to ride as their companions through the stormy, dark desert land. Seven men will be hiding from the roar of hoofbeats in the night. Oh, the night may hide them till the sunrise. There is no escape in their flight. A big black hawk of fear will cast a shadow on the sun, and none among them shall be unafraid. The hand of fate will seek them out and touch them one by one, for all of their debts must be paid. Seven men will go riding through the great white valley in the sky. When they hear the mighty voice of justice, one by one, seven men will die.
That song is from Seven Men from Now, superbly streamlined film directed by Bud Bedeker and starring Randolph Scott. The song written by Bi Dunham and Henry Varse. They would team up a few years later to write the theme song from the TV series Flipper. I bet you didn't think I was going to name that TV series, but I guess they were versatile fellows. That kind of, stentorian chorus, chestily belting out the song, was of course, a staple of Westerns. And here's another one of those in that style. And this one's from another excellent director-star teaming from the same era, this time one of the series of films that James Stewart made with the director Anthony Mann. This song plays over the opening credits of The Man from Laramie. He was not inclined to speak his mind. That's the title song from The Man from Laramie. Lyrics by Ned Washington again. And by the way, along with the Oscar that Washington won for High Noon, he also won an Oscar for the lyrics to When You Wish Upon a Star. The music there is by Lester Lee. He also wrote the Pennsylvania Polka, which means that he will live as long as people watch Groundhog Day. While we're talking about some of the great directors of the Western, let's include Howard Hawks. I'm not going to include the song interlude from Rio Bravo, although that is pure cinematic heaven. But instead, let's listen to the theme song from El Dorado, with John Wayne and Robert Mitchum, 1967, one of Hawks' behavioral studies that happens to use the Western as a backdrop. The theme tune is in a traditional style, sung here by George Alexander, backed by the Mellow Men.
Sunshine and shadow from darkness till noon, over mountains that reach from the sky to the moon, a man with a dream that will never let go keeps searching to find El Dorado. So ride, only ride to the end of the rainbow. Ride, boldly ride, till you find El Dorado. The winds become bitter, the sky turns to gray, his body grows weary, he can't find his way, but he'll in the snow, for he has to find El Dorado. So ride, boldly ride, to the end of the rainbow. Ride, boldly ride, till you find El Dorado. My daddy once told me what a man ought to be. There's much more to life than the things we can see. And the godliest mortal you ever will know is the one with a dream of El Dorado. So ride, boldly ride, the end of the rainbow. Ride, boldly ride, till you find El Dorado.
A title song from El Dorado, composed by Nelson Riddle, and with lyrics by an actor, John Gabriel, who also appeared in that film. The Mellow Men, doing the backing vocals there, actually had a long career in movies, including work in a bunch of classic Disney cartoons. Well, we're going to turn now to a comic approach to our theme, we turn to the veteran songwriters Mac David and Jerry Livingston. They'd done some Western songs from The Hanging Tree. That was a good one with Marty Robbins singing, and Sergeant Rutledge. They came up with a delightful variation on the Western theme song, which was maybe getting a little overdone, maybe a little out of fashion by 1965. The times were a changing after all. So for Cat Ballou, comedy Western, Mac David and Jerry Livingston concocted a title song that would punctuate the action periodically during the course of the comedy film, but in this case sung by two singers who would actually be on screen strolling through the action in troubadour fashion and commenting on the story. The two singers are Nat King Cole and Stubby Kaye, and here they are in a kind of compilation of different stanzas of the Ballad of Cat Ballou.
Well now, friends, just lend an ear, for you're now about to hear the Ballad of Cat Ballou. It's a song that's newly made, and Professor Sam the Shade and the Sunrise Kid are singing it for you. Cat Ballou, Cat Ballou. It's a hanging day in Wolf City, Wyoming. Wolf City, Wyoming, 1894. They're gonna drop Cat Ballou through the gallows floor. She killed a man in Wolf City, Wyoming. Wolf City, Wyoming, killed a man, it's true. And that is why they're hanging, hanging Cat Ballou. She has the smile of an angel,
fights like the devil,
the eyes of an angel,
bites like the devil,
the face of an angel.
I say she's the devil,
She's mean and evil through and through.
Cataloo,
Cataloo. She's mean and evil through and through. With her outlaw band, they're now telling a story, now telling a story, how she rode the plain. The wildest gal in the West since Calamity Jane. And today, the day that she's going to glory, she's going to glory for the way she sinned. There'll be a speed in her soul on the wayward wind. She has the smile of an angel,
fights like the devil.
The eyes of an angel,
fights like the devil.
The face of an angel.
I say she's the devil.
She's mean and evil through and through.
Cat-baloo,
Cat-baloo. She's mean and evil through and through.
Cat-baloo,
Cat-baloo. She's mean and evil through and through.
That's The Ballad of Cat Ballou, written by Mac David and Jerry Livingston, sung by Nat King Cole and Stubby Kaye. Jane Fonda plays the title role in that film, and the movie also has an Oscar-winning turn by Lee Marvin in the dual role of a drunken gunfighter and his evil nemesis. It's not exactly what you'd call an Oscar-worthy performance, maybe, but it certainly was a hilarious turn from an actor who was overdue for awards consideration. And this makes me think, you know, Lee Marvin would sing in a Western, in Paint Your Wagon, but we're going to protect our ears and skip over that one today. I remember as a kid, I loved the convention in Cat Ballou of strolling troubadours who comment on the action, which is something I think was homaged by the Farrelly brothers in There's Something About Mary and by Wes Anderson in The Life Aquatic. Well, the Western was changing, and so even was John Wayne. You could see that in Wayne's Oscar-winning performance in True Grit in 1969, where the Duke played a different kind of a character from his usual form, and you could hear it in that movie's theme song, too. Here's that tune, sung by the film's co-star Glenn Campbell, in an arrangement that I think you'll find sounds distinctly of the 1960s.
One day, little girl, the sadness will leave your face. As soon as you've won your fight to get just as done. Some days, little girl, you'll wonder what life's about. But others have known few battles are won alone. So you look around to find someone who's kind, someone who is fearless like you. The pain of it will ease a bit when you find a man with true grit. One day you will rise and you won't believe your eyes. You'll wake up and see a world that is fine and free. Though summer seems far away, you'll find the sun one day. Summer seems far away, but you'll find the sun one day.
that. Feels like the late 60s now. That's the theme song from True Grit, sung by Glenn Campbell. He'd been famous in the industry as a session man, as a guitar player and vocalist, before becoming a star in his own right. That song has music by Elmer Bernstein, with lyrics by Don Black. And that guy must have had a fun career. As a lyricist, he wrote To Sir With Love. He won an Oscar for Born Free. He did the lyrics to Ben, you know, that song where Michael Jackson sings to his pet rat. And he did the lyrics for 5 James Bond movies, including Thunderball. You are listening to The Music and the Movies. I'm Robert Horton, a strolling troubadour talking about Western theme songs today. The changes to the Western included, of course, the spaghetti Western. It was rather cynical films made in Europe during the 60s. And we will acknowledge that movement and how distinctively different it sounds with the title song from the 1966 film Django, directed by Sergio Corbucci, sung here in its English language version by Rocky Roberts.
Django! Django, have you always been born? Django! Django, have you never
That's a theme song from the spaghetti Western Django, written by Louis Bacalov, a man who would win an Oscar many years later for his score to Il Postino, with English lyrics by Robert Mellon, sung by Rocky Roberts, an African-American expatriate living in Italy. Quentin Tarantino liked that one so much he used that track again for his own film, Django Unchained. Another different sound is heard in Sam Peckinpah's 1970 film, The Ballad of Cable Hogue. A quiet film from the director of The Wild Bunch, about a man, played by Jason Robards, who finds water in the desert. Here's a song that plays at the beginning of the film and really kind of sets the tone, although the somewhat shorter track we're using is apparently an alternate version for the end credits. Either way, it's sung by Richard Gillis and is called Tomorrow is the Song I Sing.
Tomorrow is the song I sing, and I will keep remembering tomorrows that I never knew would be there when the sun came up to dry the morning dew. Tomorrow is the song I sing. Yesterday don't mean a thing. I'll make today my next day's dawn, and I'll still be here grinning when today's all gone. I'll get through this day first. It's not the worst. I don't care, I'll be there to put the sun to bed. Tomorrow is the song I sing. Tomorrow ragmen can be kings. The smile I wear will be my crown, and I'll be lighting up a lifetime when the sun goes down.
That's Tomorrow is the Song I Sing from Sam Peckinpah's film, The Ballad of Cable Hogue. Music by Jerry Goldsmith, who also did the score, and lyrics by Richard Gillis, who sings that and a couple of other memorable tunes in that movie. Gillis is a somewhat obscure figure. Apparently, Peckinpah was drinking in a bar, imagine that, and heard Gillis playing and liked his stuff. That's the trailer music, and that tells us it's time to ride off into the sunset, but not before we hear a tune that has to be an inevitable choice for this topic. Western theme song that basically killed off the idea that anybody in the future could straight-facedly put a traditional theme song in front of a Western again. Movie is Mel Brooks' 1974 spoof Blazing Saddles, and the title song is sung by Frankie Lane, whose dramatic interpretation of Gunfight at the OK Corral we heard earlier. Brooks has said that he put out a trade ad for a Frankie Lane-type singer, and darned if Frankie Lane didn't apply for the gig. Brooks also said that Lane did not know the song was supposed to be a send-up of Western themes, and thus he sung it just absolutely straight. I'm not sure I entirely believe that, but as you will hear, Frankie really gives it the gusto.
He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. When outlaws the West and fear filled the land, a cry went up for a man with guts to take the West in hand. They needed a man who was brave and true, with justice for all as his aim. Then out of the sun rode a man with a gun, and Bart was his name. Yes, Bart was his name. He rode a blazing saddle. He wore a shining star. His job to offer battle to bad men near and far. He conquered fear and he conquered hate. He turned dark night into day. He made his blazing saddle a torch to light the way. Thank you.
the title tune from Blazing Saddles, sung by Frankie Lane, with music by John Morris, and lyrics by, yes, Mel Brooks. You know, I was thinking about the changes in the Western theme song, from so many orchestral scores with a singer or a chorus in front, as we heard it with the Gunfight at the OK Corral or El Dorado, to a stripped-down version with a singer. And speaking as a one-time Catholic school kid, it's a little like going from Latin folk, the traditional Latin mass to folk mass, with some guy with an acoustic guitar playing in front of the altar. It changed the vibe, is what I'm trying to say. And Westerns are a little like a religious ritual, with certain conventions you expect and want to happen each time, and a deep grounding in mythology. To write us out today, we're hearing a song from Sam Peckinpah's 1973 film, Pat Garrett and Billy the Kid, a film that feels musical in its rhythm and storytelling, arranged in stanzas in a way, and that includes Kris Kristofferson and Bob Dylan in its cast. I think Peckinpah realized that rock stars were the new American mythology, not cowboys anymore. Dylan also composed a beautiful score for this film, one of the best scores for any Western, I think, including this track, which is called Billy One. The score also has Knockin' on Heaven's Door in it, used during a particularly stunning passage. I hope you've enjoyed this look at Western theme songs. We're going to have to do the TV version of this sometime, too, I think. I'm Robert Horton, and I thank you for listening to The Music and the Movies.
There's guns across the river aiming at you. Lawman on your trail, he liked to catch you. Bounty hunters too, they like to get you. Billy, they don't like you to be so free.